4. Dispute over insurance.
As you may recall, the June consignment arrived at India seriously damaged. The loss through breakage was over 30% of the consignment. We've presented a claim to the underwriters through your firm, but the insurance policy refused to admit liability, as there was no insurance on breakage. We naturally were not satisfied with such a reply. I'd like to hear what Mr. Lee has to say about it.
You know, the loss in question was beyond the coverage granted by us. According to your instructions, we made out an insurance certificate covering WAP, and the risk of breakage wasn't mentioned in it.
In the letter of credit, only coverage for all marine risk was requested. I'd like to point out that our prices were calculated without insurance for any special risk, so we applied for the usual WAP coverage and let our customers deal with the matter of breakage. Mr. King, we presume that the wording of our LC implies covering the risk of breakage. Besides, when I take a WAP insurance, which is a particular average, I think the risk of breakage is a particular average, isn't it? Not every breakage is a particular average. It is a particular average when the breakage results from natural calamities or maritime accidents. If none of these conditions occur, breakage is often considered as an ordinary loss, which is the outside scope of coverage. But the risk of breakage is covered by maritime insurance, isn't it?
Of course, but it is a usual practice to make specific mention in the insurance policy or certificate that the risk of breakage is included. The inclusion of this special risk will be subject to an additional premium that will normally be higher than the basic insurance for the ordinary marine risks.
I see. Another thing I don't understand is the advantage of WAP coverage. I thought that the WAP insurance would cover all principal risks, while according to what you say, it means very little.
Neither the WAP nor the FPA mention the risks covered or excluded. Look at the insurance certificates and you will find that the risks of theft and pilferage, freshwater, oil, grease, hooks, breakage, leakage, contamination, deterioration, etc. are specifically mentioned and must be specifically applied for. These are special risks.
It seems that the error was on both sides, and I think the loss should be shared by both parties.
Our price calculation could hardly admit to that. Besides, we acted upon your instructions, so it is not our fault. But in view of our good partnership, we'll provide you with a favorable offer to compensate some of your losses.